You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Are you hosting an event on campus? We are UBC's Emergency Medical Aid Team, a UBC peer programs, and we provide free first aid coverage for events organized through UBC clubs and organizations. We cover events such as Storm the Wall, Day of the Longboat, and Residence Life events. We also offer tailored workshops about a variety of first aid and safety topics to the UBC community. If you would like to request coverage for any of your events, find us at students.ubc.ca. If you would like to request workshops, please email us at emat.coordinator@ubc.ca to get in contact with our team.
You are listening to A Face for Radio on 101.9 FM CITR or on CITR.ca. My name is Eric Coates. I'm your host. Hello, Faceheads, welcome back to the show. It's pleasure to be here. Pleasure to get the show going on time and on point. All right. If you didn't know, today, this night, this evening, there is the Discorder fundraiser at the Astoria. Doors open at 7 p.m. It's $5 before 10 and $10 after 10. Make sure to come out. That is this evening to help keep Discorder alive. And to do my part to help promo it, I'm going to play one song by three different bands that are playing tonight. All but one. So tonight we're going to have Revered, Misa Luna, TV Ugly, and Late Spring all playing the show for Discorder to help support. And I'm going to kick it off with the band Late Spring and their song Harmony Kareen, which I assume is named after the filmmaker, the very controversial filmmaker whose last movie, Spring Breakers, I quite enjoyed, tell you the truth. Started off as a youngster writing the script for the movie Kids. And I think his second film, Gummo, will be playing at the Cinematheque later this month or the beginning of December. Anyways, here's Late Spring. They'll be playing tonight at the Astoria for the Discorder fundraiser. Make sure to stop by if you can and help keep Discorder running, Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine.
Thank you. on my sins. Was I doing it right when I shouldn't have been? I've kept my composure since I've been up on my feet. But I'm a pushover, baby. When my knees get weak, integrity has blinded me to the fallacies of courtesy. Now I'm haunted by regrets that haven't even happened yet. My reasons to be kind were in denial for so long. It took you to remind. I'm just afraid to be wrong. If there's a price to be nice, we've all bought it for less. A reason to be kind is just a coward at his best. If you're in need of some patience, well, you can take some of mine. I found the problem with patience. It's just a waste of time. I avoid every conflict by surrendering my greed. But I got nothing to show for it, no scars to show me what I want to need. Sedating revelations and all that they imply. Ridiculous negations. I'm lonely. Now I know that all of my reasons to be kind were in denial for so long. It took you to remind. I'm just afraid to be wrong. If there's a price to be nice, we've all bought it for less. A reason to be kind is just a coward at his best. I don't fear my own fears of myself enough to warrant pity from anybody else. Self-aware enough to care enough without the ignorance to dare enough to compromise. Finding an ideal, meeting your minimum standard. Something to love without enabling delusions of grandeur. Something to facilitate your flaws with a steaming grace, so you can leverage your losses and you can save face. Apologies flowed with too much ease in the affluence of humility. I flaunted my kindness with so much cheek, but I've turned it so many times I'm getting dizzy. The ultimatum is looking bleak for a freak like me.
Afraid to be wrong. If there's a price to be nice.
All right. That was Revered with the track Reasons to Be Kind. Oh, man. I always miss it. There's a button that's for a soft mute. So I can mute the microphone when I have to cough. But it's right next to the preview button. And I always press the preview button instead of the soft mute button. Anyways, now you know the intricacies of radio. That was, again, Revered with the song Reasons to Be Kind off of their album, But What If I'm Right? And you are listening to A Face for Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. Before that, we listened to the song Slow Thighs by TV Ugly off of their EP, their tape UCLA Yankee Cola. And we kicked it all off with the song Harmony Kareen by Late Spring off of their self-titled tape. All right. Again, Discorder's fundraiser is happening tonight at the Astoria. I misled you earlier. Doors are not at 7. They are at 8. The bands playing will be Revered, Misa Luna, TV Ugly, and Late Spring. If you get there before 10 p.m., it's $5. Not a lot to support the longest-running independent music magazine in all of Vancouver, going strong for over 30 years. Okay, now that was my little Discorder set. Up next, I've got another themed music. The first song is themed. The rest of it isn't really. But the next song, since tomorrow is the Transgender Day of Remembrance, I decided to play a song by a relatively famous transgender Canadian artist named Ray Spoon, who is from Alberta, I believe, but is now based in Victoria. Ray Spoon released this album, My Prairie Home, a couple years ago, along with a documentary film, same name. And yeah, the song is called This Used to Be the Bottom of the Ocean, which I think is in reference to the prairies, because I believe at an earlier time in the history of this earth, the prairies and most of the, you know, the flat landmass in North America and was a giant ocean. That might be completely incorrect, but I think that is right. Anyways, check it out, you know, Google it. And then we've got a few more songs for you after that, and then I'll be here to chat a bit more. Enjoy. Thank you.
over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And we're back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is A Face for Radio, and I am your host, Eric Coates. It's a pleasure to be here. Wait. Got it. On this beautiful Thursday morning, nice change to the dismal weather of the weekend, but, you know, it's all about balance in life. Can't have the sun without the rain. Or you can, but, you know. Anyways, the last song we listened to is called Alania, I think, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, by Floating Points off of his album, also titled Alania. I'm not generally into ambient kind of music, but I listened to that song earlier this week and thought it was pretty good. So I thought I'd share it with you, you know, keep things mixed up on the show. And before that, we listened to the song Deja Vu by the band Hissing Palace from Montreal, and their song off of their album Last Defender. And we kicked it all off with Ray Spoon, an early tune for the Transgender Day of Remembrance. The tune is This Used to Be the Bottom of the Ocean, off of the album My Prairie Home. All right, today is November 19th, and a few famous birthdays today, including Zygmunt Bauman, or Ziggy Bauman, as Ziggy B, as I refer to him in my head, the great Polish sociologist. But it is also the birthday of my girlfriend Kendall Anderson, the great Canadian human being. And in that vein, I thought I would play a nice, romantic sort of song to celebrate. I don't know if this is the kind of song that she'd even like, but it's the kind of song that I really like and have been wanting to play on the show for a really long time. And I think she would like it. It's called Always Forgetting With You, in brackets, The Bridge Song, by Spiritualized, the band, or Jason Pierce's band, formerly known as J Spaceman, or also known as J Spaceman, who was one of the key members of Spaceman 3. I'm a big fan of his band, Spiritualized. That's been around for a while. And they recorded this song as a one-off for the Space Project album, which was a compilation album, or is a compilation album, that was put out by Lefse Records which are based in Portland, Oregon, which is based in Portland, Oregon, and it was released last year in April. And it's a collection of a variety of space-themed songs. So they have little segments called Jupiter, Miranda, Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, Earth, Io. And this song is on the Neptune segment, and Spiritualized recorded this song as the Spiritualized Mississippi Space Program. And it is called Always Together With You, and it is dedicated to the birthday girl. I hope you all enjoy.
Thank you. Chasing ghosts, and I don't like it. I wish someone would show me where to draw the line. I'd lay down my sword if you would take it and tell everyone back home I'm doing fine. I was with you.
every Thursday from 11 till noon for Transition State with your host, Adam. Transition State showcases high-quality music with a special guest interview from the pharmaceutical sciences. Frank discussions in music that can save the world.
All right, there you heard it. Transition State is up next in a few minutes here on CITR 101.9 on your FM dial. This show, however, is still a face for radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates. And what did we listen to? We just listened to the song Camera by Pale Red off of the Untitled EP. And Pale Red won Shindig on Tuesday. So they're a very cool band that I like. They played in Shindig last year, but unfortunately weren't able to continue, so they got another shot at it this year. And I'm excited to see them again. They're a very fun band live, and I'm happy to hear that they won. Before that, we listened to the song Philip by the Scottish group Life Without Buildings off of their album Any Other City, which was released in 2001, I believe, and it was their only album as a band, but then it got re-released just this year by Rough Trade, so check them out if you liked it. Before that, we listened to the song Dying on the Vine by John Cale. And this version of the song, Dying on the Vine, is off of the 10% File Under Burroughs album, tribute album to William Burroughs, which if you listen carefully to the lyrics, he is featured, and Burroughs is featured on the lyrics. I enjoy this version. It's the piano-based sort of cabaret-style version of the song. I also love the original version off of Artificial Intelligence, his 1985 album, which as a whole isn't a great album, but that song is great. And interestingly enough, only the music was written by John Cale. The lyrics were written by rock journalist Larry Sloman, famous for... I think he's a somewhat controversial figure, but helped write Anthony Kiedis' autobiography, Scar Tissue, which I read in high school and really enjoyed. I also learned that apparently back in the 80s, and maybe still today, people who were really into doing cocaine would grow really long pinky nails so that they could do cocaine off of their pinky nail. Which just seems so bizarre to me. It's just like aesthetically revolting. But, you know, whatever works. Anyway, so, and we kicked it all off with the song Always Forgetting With You, the bridge song by Spiritualized off of another compilation called Space Project. And we're going to finish the show off now. But just before that, another reminder that tonight, Discorder fundraiser is happening at the Astoria. Try to come out. And we're going to finish it off with the song I Have Been Floated by the Olivia Tremor Control, one of the main bands from the Elephant Six record label collective deal down in Athens, Georgia. That was big in the 90s and released Neutral Milk Hotel's super famous album On the Airplane Over the Sea, which I think is an incredibly overrated album, and I'd never heard of this album, Black Foliage, animation music by the Olivia Tremor Control, until last week when my friend Ethan told me about them, that he rediscovered them listening to an old iPod of his. So this is a wild and rollicking psychedelic album, and it's great that you should listen to it in full, but if you're a little worried to tackle an hour of music, here's one to get a taste. All right, thank you for listening to CITR 101.9 FM and this show in particular. A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates. It's been a pleasure. Stay tuned for Transition State. And that's all for today. See you next week.
Come on.